From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Close, but don't light the cigars quite yet. That's the word from Baghdad today, where Iraqi political leaders are inching closer to agreement on a new government. It's almost 3 months now since Iraq's elections. Since then, the nation's politicians have been involved in marathon negotiations, first over who should be president, and now over who should be in the cabinet. Joining us from Baghdad is Robert Wirth with the New York Times. Robert, how close are we to a deal at this point?
It's difficult to say. On Sunday, there was talk that there would be an announcement of a new cabinet today, Monday. But we've heard that many times before. Today, we're being told that, once again, that it'll happen tomorrow. We do know that the discussions went on today with the Shiites and the Kurds, the major parties involved. And that one of the things they were discussing was how much power the ministers would have. One issue that's been at play recently is the question of Iyad Alawi's party, the party of the outgoing prime minister, whether he would be part of the new government or not. The Shiites had said on Sunday that one big obstacle was removed when the decision was made that he would not be part of the government. He'd been making some pretty strong demands for four cabinet-level positions and a deputy prime minister's post. The Shiites said on Sunday that he wasn't going to be part of it and that would ease the ability to just go ahead with a new government, but that's not entirely clear either, so it's really difficult to say.
You've been reporting that the Kurds are engaged in some political stalling. How exactly are they trying to sort of run out the clock here?
Yeah, well, it remains unclear, given especially that yesterday Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney were said to be pressuring them to get this thing together as fast as they could. But what we're understanding in the days earlier was that the Kurds were not happy with Ibrahim Jaafari as the prime minister, and that they were prolonging negotiations deliberately so as to run out the clock on him. If by May 7th they have not formed a new government, under Iraq's transitional law, he is automatically knocked out as prime minister. And our understanding is that some of them would like to see that happen.
And if that happens, does the whole process start all over again?
No, we would still have the president, Jalal Talabani, and his deputies, and they would then have to form to find a new prime minister. But it would certainly set things back in a big way and be a big frustration for Americans who've been really hoping to see this thing go forward, and for ordinary Iraqis who've been waiting for 3 months. And, there's no question that the word on the street is that people are very, very upset that it's taken this long.
Well, while the process is still in this stalemate, what role is the U.S. playing in the negotiations?
Officially, for months, they've been saying that they have no role at all, that they simply stand by and offer whatever assistance they can. But that definitely changed when we got word yesterday that Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney had personally called Kurdish and Shiite leaders to urge them to get this thing going as fast as possible.
Now that the U.S. is playing a much more overt role in this process, will it make a difference?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, certainly the Kurds have close relations with the U.S., in terms of what exactly the U.S. can do to sort of push people closer to the table, it's difficult to say. I mean, they have a variety of different kinds of leverage, from money to access to technology, that kind of thing. But they've been really reluctant to use that leverage, and it's unclear how hard they're pushing right now.
Well, they start to feel more pressure perhaps from Iraqis if there is this link drawn between this upsurge in violence and the stalemate in this process.
Yeah, as I say, there's a lot of frustration within the government, and there's certainly plenty of frustration on the streets. The question is how much does that translate to the Iraqi government? There's real differences of opinion within the groups that are trying to make the thing happen, and as I say, the first signs of frustration emerged more than a month ago. So whether the Iraqi street is really going to have much influence here is hard to say. The government is in limbo. Some parts of the government are clearly somewhat demoralized at this point, and that may well be giving heart to some of the insurgents.
Robert Wirth writes for the New York Times. He's speaking to us from Baghdad. Robert, thanks so much.
Thank you.